Baltimore, Maryland's health commissioner speaks tonight in Iowa City. Dr. Leanna Wen will lead a discussion on violence trends and prevention efforts in Iowa. Cedar Rapids has been trying to figure out what's behind a rash of shootings among young people in recent years and what can be done about it. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestaric has more on how different organizations in Cedar Rapids are collaborating to start addressing gun violence as a public health issue.
Carletta Knox Seymour says gun violence came to the forefront in Cedar Rapids in 2015 after a 14-year-old boy shot and killed a 15-year-old.
You know, many facets of the city came together recognizing at that point how devastating things must have become in order for this to happen.
The shooting death came in the midst of a large spike in shots fired incidents that started in 2014 and went through the first half of 2016. Annual shots fired incidents peaked at 100 in 2015. Knox Seymour and a group called One Strong turned their attention to getting the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to study violence in Cedar Rapids.
I called it a pathology, you know, so that we could get at the root causes and look at it for more of a preventive measure going forward.
Shots fired incidents are down significantly so far this year compared to this time last year. But just last week, two people were shot within 24 hours in Cedar Rapids. One shooting occurred on the same street that Knox Seymour lives on. So she and One Strong are pushing ahead with the effort to prevent gun violence by treating it as a public health issue. Linn County Public Health Director Pramod Dwivedi says One Strong brought the issue of gun violence in Cedar Rapids to his attention.
It is a criminal justice issue. It's a law enforcement issue. But I think important element that we often miss is that we are not including public health in order to intervene in the violence.
He says interventions need to be based on concrete evidence. That's why his office is analyzing data from the Cedar Rapids Police Department.
Shots fired, injuries, when that was happening, where in the community that was happening. So all these information would give you a concrete understanding of the problem. Then it's easier for you to plan an intervention.
Some cities have been successful in addressing gun violence from a public health perspective. In Baltimore, violence interrupters mediate conflicts to prevent the use of firearms and work in hospitals to help victims cope with trauma. Cedar Rapids Police Chief Wayne German attributes the recent decline in shots fired incidents to the Police Community Action Team, which was established at the beginning of 2016. The team focuses on building relationships with people who can provide information about potential conflicts or acts of violence.
So if you look at last year's statistics, we were successful in getting a decrease in the shots fired and also some other violent crime diminished a little over 3%. That success is carrying over into 2017, where we're seeing a continued decrease in violence.
The Safe, Equitable, and Thriving Communities Task Force spent a year looking at the underlying causes of gun violence in Cedar Rapids. It made recommendations to local government focused on expanding economic opportunities for vulnerable populations. Linn County Supervisor Stacy Walker co-chaired the task force and says community leaders need to take his group's recommendations seriously to address gun violence.
We can't think of it just as a problem that African Americans have to deal with, or a problem that poor people must deal with. Really, it's a community-wide problem. It's a community-wide issue, which leads to an opportunity for folks to work together and address it.
This echoes what others working to reduce gun violence say, that one organization can't do it alone, and it can't be done without funding. I'm Katarina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.